Yeah. Mojave Desert.
I'm out in Arizona. Niners moved. They got kicked out. COVID. We're out here. Bottle on. Me, Bosa, Mozart, Debo. Come out.
Can't do that. Cooper Kupp never gets in the end zone. If you're in PPR, he's good.
Exactly. That's why he's good in WSD podcast, because it's PPR. Yeah. I have him in both leagues. I play him in one league. I don't play him in the other league. He can't even get off the bench in non-PPR.
Let's go. I'm in the desert.
Welcome back. Kay Wynn's in the desert. That's where the Niners are playing, WSD podcast. We're here with your Western Standard Six. We're going to do a Week 12 recap, Week 13 preview. Kay Wynn.
Give me some water. It's dry and humid out here in Tucson. Why am I in Tucson? I need to be in Phoenix with the Niners.
You're in Tempe, right?
Yeah. ASU is right behind me.
There's not even, I don't even think you can see a cactus from the Tempe campus. No, maybe. So. Maybe. All right. The Western Standard Six is 35 and 31 on the season. Not good, not bad. In comparison, the NFC East is 14 and 29.
Brutal.
Further proving the West Coast is the best coast. That's why we're here. Kay Wynn and Big Ben, WST podcast, breaking down the Western Standard Six. Who are our six teams, Kay Wynn?
We got the Rams. We got the Chargers, the Niners, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Las Vegas Raiders, even after last week.
Last week we had Sunday football, we had Monday football, we had Wednesday football. And if you stop watching after Sunday, I don't blame you, because Monday and Wednesday were atrocious, in my opinion. In my team, the Seahawks were playing in the Monday night game. Might have been Thursday night. Lol, let's get in the Week 12 recap. Raiders versus Falcons. You and I both had the Raiders rolling into Atlanta, coming out with a win. That didn't happen. Okay, when 40, what was the final score here? 43-6. The Raiders scored 6 points, no touchdowns, lowest output of the season. 43 points to the Falcons, no Gurley, no Jones. Raheem Morris looks good, looks great. And it looked like he outcoached Gruden. Granted, the Raiders were a bit dinged up. Jacobs had an ankle sprain. They picked off Carr for a pick six. Only 234 yards of total offense. They forced 5 turnovers. My question to you, Kaywin, can a kicker be MVP?
Absolutely. If his name is Robbie Gold.
Easy there, but you are right. The kicker can be an MVP. Mark Mosley for the Washington Football Club, then the Washington Redskins, was MVP in 1982, before I was born and you were probably in Pampers. So, Younghoe Koo now holds the most points scored in the NFL. 5 field goals, 4 extra points, 19 points, tripled up the Raiders. I think there should be a new award. MVK, most valuable kicker, goes to Koo. You can tell by the fact that I mentioned the Raiders once in this breakdown and a kicker for the Falcons multiple times, that I wasn't impressed by the Raiders. What did you see? And are you still, Kaywin, on the Raiders playoff bandwagon?
First of all, I was in pull-ups, not Pampers, back when the kicker was the MVP. All week, I was talking about a big offensive explosion. Banner day for David Carr. But you knew who had the banner day? Younghoe Koo. Wow. What, 5 field goals? This was over from the start. The Raiders got off to a slow start. They couldn't catch up. I am, like, running by the bandwagon.
You jumped off.
I might jump on. I might just run the other way. But I'm pretty close. It will depend on the outcome this weekend versus the Jets.
Oh. And Gruden, I mean, Raheem Morris is the opposite of Anthony Lynn, in my opinion. And that's a segue to the next game. 27-17. Bills beat the Chargers. Anthony Lynn can't figure out the play calling. I don't, if he doesn't have the keys to the Chargers play calling, I don't know who does, but whoever does needs to get a pink slip, in my opinion. if I'm Herbert, I'm audibling from here on out. From every time I get a call in, it's Omaha, it's Knoxville, it's Cedar Park, it's Snoqualmie Pass. Whatever you want to do, do it. Your game or your season is in the dumps. They outgained the Bills. They turned them over three times to their one turnover, but they still lost the game. Yeah, I don't get it. They had a run towards the end of the game. They ran the ball at the five-yard line, hoping to score and then get an onside kick. Didn't happen. And then they did a QB sneak. My question to you, we're in COVID. You don't see Jen all that often. Can we relegate the freaking Chargers? I am tired of watching this team, honestly. It's pseudo-depressing on a Sunday to go and say, I got to watch some of the Chargers and watch them, how they executed down the stretch. What did you see, and can we please get them out of – can we bring the Chiefs in?
We are 1 year away from the Chargers. Herbert's a Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. Eckler's back. It's just a little bump in the road. They're going to have a high draft pick. This year's a wash. But what I did see, I want to highlight six consecutive offensive series because I couldn't believe it when I was watching it. Here it goes. This is late in the second half. Bills fumble. Chargers field goal. Bills get the ball back. Bills fumble. Chargers punt. Bills get the ball back. Josh Allen throws the interception. Chargers get the ball back. Herbert throws an interception. It was just what you said. Three turnovers in a row, and they only got 3 points. The Chargers D did their job, but the play calling, the situations, there were timeouts called. There were timeouts not called, like field goal. This season is getting out of control, but next season the Chargers will make the playoffs. So we're holding on to them.
We're holding on to who? Herbert or Lynn?
Herbert.
Not Lynn.
I'm sorry. Brush. I think someone's got to be the fall guy. And it was the special teams. Now it's the play calling. It's losing games. It's either Lynn or it's the GM or both. They both gone. See ya.
Hang on. The slide, K-Win, is taking place before our eyes. Losers of two straight.
I called it.
You did. The Cardinals, 17. The Pats, 20. And apparently, teams have found a formula to stop Kyler, and that's blitz, blitz, and more blitz. And if you've ever played the Blitz video game, which is a perfect complement to Madden, you may have seen Kyler running for not his proverbial life, but he did have a tough time against the Pats. Listen, here's the thing. The game was ugly, and that's what Belichick wanted to do. The Cards are now the seventh seed. The D didn't play that bad. That said, Cam isn't the Cam of old. Hopkins was held to 55 yards receiving. I think that's Stephen Gilmore of the 99 club effect. In my opinion, Belichick owned this game. He was playing chess. Kingsbury was playing checkers. The Cards, are they going to slide all the way out of the playoffs? Yeah. And what's wrong with Kyler?
I don't think there's anything wrong with Kyler. I think it's just a bad matchup. Like 2 weeks ago, the Cardinals and Kyler had to face Pete Carroll. Like you can say what you want about the Seahawks defense, but Pete Carroll's going to game plan and win games that matter. And they did that. Belichick, great defensive mind. Cardinals came in averaging over 414 yards per game. Belichick held them under 300. He changed the looks. He got rid of the crossing patterns. He held Kyler in the pocket. And I just think the Cardinals had two back-to-back bad matchups. And looking at the schedule, I don't want to say I called it, but I called it.
You did. Well done. Well done. And can we get to the game? The Shanahan hat is out for a reason. The upset that K-Win, you quite frankly should have called. And I wanna hear the reiteration of the song that you said would be playing in SoFi. Because they were 4-0 going in the game. They came out of it 4-1. And there was a song by the Police that you thought would be playing.
I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing.
And they lost.
Yep.
Rams lose 23-20 to the Niners. Sloppy game. It didn't seem sloppy kind of watching it, but 7 combined turnovers. Yeah. Kinlaw probably paid his own respects to his first round draft. Pick 6.
Put him in a tight end this week.
The difference, though, was Debo. Debo came off, had 11 receptions. I would say this. He kind of replaced the Kittle output that you'd normally expect from Kittle. They didn't get him in the run game at all. No jet sweeps, no wildcat, anything along those lines. But 11 receptions, 133 yards. He accounted for more than a third of the Niners' total offense. I expect to see that going forward, to be honest. And Robbie Gould. How old is Robbie Gould? I'll give you three guesses.
I'm going to say he is 41.
No.
Higher or lower?
I'll tell you after your second guess.
38.
Lower.
32?
37. Robbie's been
at a, close to 38.
He's had a receding hairline since probably 32. All right, Niners have a tough game this next week, but could they, K-Wentz, squeak into the playoffs? And what else did you see from this game?
They could. Juszczyk, Kyle Juszczyk, 4th and 1. What are they going to do? They have all these weapons. They hand it off to the fullback. He gets it. The Robbie Gould field goal. But the biggest difference was it was Debo and Mostert, right? They have more playmakers available. They like to get to the edge. They like to stretch the field. You have Mostert running between tackles, Debo in the corners. They just had more firepower. And the Niners have always had the defense, but lately they haven't been able to score. And Nick Mullins did a good job. He did turn over the ball early in the game, but he bounced back. Big win for the Niners. We'll see if they can keep this train rolling.
So you're saying you may jump off the Raiders and onto the Niners train?
Maybe.
All right, Hawks, Eagles. I mount this game. It was Thanksgiving week and weekend, if you want to say that. I mount this to the Turkey Bowl that me and my friends used to play. Like, that's how it looked. Like, there's one really good guy that you're just going to throw the ball to every time. And there's, like, another guy who's semi-athletic but has no resources on his team. And I'm referring to DK Metcalf as the guy you're going to throw the ball to all the time. And then Carson Wentz, who's a decent athlete but has no resources. This game was a mess. And honestly, at halftime, I went and watched another program.
So did I.
It was that bad. I was like, how long is halftime? It's probably 30 minutes. Hey, you can throw on an hour. Like, that was my compromise. The Seahawks only had 301 yards of total offense. DK himself personally accounted for 177 receiving yards. That's ridiculous. So it was DK and nothing else. The Seahawks ran 52 plays, K-Win, from scrimmage. So every time the DK touched the ball, he gained 17 yards.
Wow.
Every other play, less than 3. I mean, and DK looked like, you hate to do comps. I don't mind doing comps. He looked like Megatron.
With comps. I don't like comps in different sports. Don't call him Baby Ron. Call him Mr. Megatron.
All right, give me a little Megatron. Give me a little Julio and maybe a little T.O. How about that?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's who he is.
Sprinkle those guys in. Do you agree with me on this? DK should be in the conversation for MVP.
Yeah. I would say right now, this season, top 5 player in the NFL.
He leads the league in receiving yards. He's top 3 in touchdowns. He's top 3 in receptions yards per catch. I mean, the year that he's putting up he wasn't a top, 10 pick. There was a lot of questions about DK. So, what did you hear?
Let's go back to the MVP talk. You can research this while I blabber. I think the biggest challenge is wide receivers, MVP. It's usually quarterbacks or running backs. I don't know the last
kicker has been MVP. So
who has?
A kicker. We've got a kicker.
We've got a kicker, but has there been a wide receiver?
Let me see here. Before Moss, the closest thing.
Because Jerry Rice never got it. Steve Largent never got it.
There's no precedent. So a kicker has won MVP. A wide receiver never has.
Yeah. But he should be up for the talk.
I mean, to be honest, it is not as though in the routes that I saw him run and the catches I saw him catch, it's not as though Russ put it in areas that, only Russ could put him. Nick Mullins could have been throwing those passes and DK could have done what he did.
I don't know if Nick would have gotten it down.
You're wearing the Shanahan hat. You can't say that.
Quick stat, though. DK has 25 catches of 25-plus yards. It's the same recipe for success every week. DK, go deep. It's just like elementary school. I'm going to go deep, and you're going to throw me the ball. Okay.
It's the Thanksgiving Day
turkey bowl.
He's the only guy that doesn't drink when you're playing in the turkey bowl. He's the guy that's out there just crushing people because everyone else is hung. So I think he, if he continues at the trajectory as he plays him, as Russ doesn't play his way out of the MVP, but I believe the reflection, we're seeing the reflection of how well Russ is playing is a direct correlation to how good of a player DK is.
Yeah. I think what's holding him back from being MVP this year is Russ and his play. And then you've got some guy named Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and you've got Rodgers. So, like, everyone's talking about quarterbacks because quarterbacks win it. But he definitely belongs. Let's start the WSD Podcast DK MVP campaign.
I love that. DK for MVP. All right, let's wrap up our week 12. Who is your most valuable player, WST? Player
I almost week. Went Debo, but, you know, a lot of people think I'm a homer. I only root for, like, the Raiders or the Niners. I'm going Joey Bosa, Chargers defensive end. He had three sacks and a fumble recovery, and he was dominant without Melvin Ingram. I'm giving it to Mr. Bosa, Joey.
And you know what? I get a vote in the MVP race, so I'm going to vote for DK right now. He is my most valuable player of the week this week. So he is phenomenal. All right, let's get into week 13. We got some good matchups for us. In my opinion, we got a couple auto wins, but you tell me if I'm wrong. You love the term, and I think it's applicable. These two matchups to me, and I'll say the first one first, which we can review, is the Hawks versus the Giants in, what are we calling it now, Lumen Stadium. The Giants are going to be without Daniel Jones for the most part. You got Wayne Gallman Jr., maybe. You got somewhat. Colt McCoy. Is Colt? I don't even know the backup. You can tell me that. But listen, how the Hawks played against the Eagles, it's, I hate to say the Hawks played down to their competitors, but in most cases, or I hope we don't see the same thing we saw against the Eagles, where you have a better team, a better defense. I'll give it to the Eagles front seven. They played well, but I don't think the Giants had the same front seven as the Eagles. So I see this as an auto win, one of those where you can run a Madden simulator and the output would be the same as what's going to happen on the field on Sunday. Hawks are going to win by probably two touchdowns.
Yeah, I got two questions.
Yeah.
Is Daniel Jones going to play? I don't know. Second question, who's going to stop DK? Nobody. Seahawks roll. They're going to win 45-20. Auto win.
I thought those were questions for me, and you answered them yourself. Raiders versus Jets. I had this as an auto win. I might need to put a little highlighter or asterisk next to this because I don't know. I don't know at this point. The Raiders are a little...
Jets are undefeated or defeated.
Defeated.
Is, if the Raiders lose this week, I'm off the bandwagon. 100%.
Oh, hard run from the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And I think Gruden's probably saying the same thing. You know?
Yeah.
Who knows how much Adam Gase has made or maybe sending Gruden, but this is, I don't know the Jets schedule all that well, but this shouldn't be a trap game at all coming off that loss the Raiders had against the Falcons. If I'm Gruden, listen, you guys can all take your pink slips if you lose this game. The Jets are between Darnold, Flacco, Frank Gore is the highlight of that team, and he's older than you. Yeah. What do you see in this game? I got it marked as an auto win.
Auto win. Jets give up 29 points per game and 285 yards plus to the passing, to their passing opponents. Carr didn't have a big week last week. This week, he's going to have a big week. Ruggs, Aguilar, multiple touchdowns for each of them. I got the Raiders winning big.
Chargers versus Pats. This scares me just in how – don't know. I feel like Belichick's going to play his cards against Anthony Lynn pretty heavily here. But Chargers are out of the playoffs. Pats are just hanging by a thread, in a sense. And, you know, I don't know. What do you, this is in your jurisdiction. I feel like we need to bring JMO on to explain how this game's going to play out. But give me your thoughts.
Pats have been outscored 56-21 in the first quarter this year. Herbert's been great in the first quarter. I got the Chargers winning. Eckler's back. What we did notice was a whole different dynamic to the game. They're running Eckler bubble screens. In addition to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I think the Chargers figure out a way to win this game. I'm going Chargers 21-14.
Where's the game?
It's in LA, SoFi.
Okay. I'll give it to that. I don't think there's going to be any cameras put around the field or any whatever's going on with the Pats. Who knows? If you don't cheat, you're not trying to win. I think that was a quote by Belichick. I'll take the Chargers in this one too. Rams versus Cards.
Or do you want to go to the Niners, then come back to the big game? Because that Rams Cards game is huge.
That is a huge game. All right. Let's go to Niners versus Bills. The Bills may as well. What was your comment to me? Like, are the Bills in the NFC West? Because it seems like we're always talking about
them. Yeah.
We are always talking about. So you got two teams kind of not necessarily headed in the opposite direction. But the Bills didn't show that well last week. Stephon Diggs didn't have a huge game. Josh Allen fumbled again. If Josh Allen could hold on the ball, he'd be Kyler Murray status in fantasy, but he's not. And then you have Niners getting healthy for the most part. Mozart, how's Mozart doing?
Good. He's back. And Brandon Ayuk will be back this week too.
Josh Wilson Jr. fumbled the ball. He gone. Sit on the bench, buddy. Here's what I see in this game. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be fun. The Bills got beat.
Last time the Bills were in Arizona, they lost. Hail Mary. This week, it's going to be a different nightmare. It's going to be Debo and Ayuk. I got the Niners winning. We saw the Niners offense last week when it was just Debo and Mozart. You got Ayuk. You got Mullins with more confidence. You got a great Niners D. Niners win 28-24. McDermott never wants to come back to Arizona again.
That's a long flight. And I might take that. Bills are 8-3, I believe. They could stand to lose one to the NFC or Western Standard 6 again. Get the Niners back in the playoff picture, a little more cemented in the playoff picture, I guess you could say. I don't know if the Bills have anyone that can match up against Hopkins. Or excuse me, not Hopkins, but both those wideouts you mentioned. Debo is going to be tough. He looked great in his return. I'll take the Niners there too. Rams, Cards.
Huge game.
Let me look at the playoff implications here. Hold on.
Cardinals go ahead and lead here. Two straight coming into this game. Rams lost last week, and they've lost twice to the Niners. This is the first time the Rams play the Cardinals this year, and then they'll play them again at SoFi Stadium. The Rams come in with 10 turnovers since week 8. That's the most in the NFL. The Cards have lost the last two games, and the Cards have matched up against some great defensive minds in Belichick and Pete Carroll, like I said. And you know what? Aaron Donald and Ramsey are coming to town. I think they are going to give Kyler fits. They're going to lock down Hopkins, and Kyler is going to be looking over his shoulder for Darnold and not going to have any room to throw. I got the Rams winning this one. The Cardinals slide goes to 3 straight losses.
Slide. I got to find a slide song. I somewhat agree with you. Now, here's the thing. I think the media has come down hard on Kyler in the last two. And he's got something to prove. Hop has something to prove. He had the lowest output he's had, I think, all year with 55 yards receiving last week. The thing is, Ramsey showed up against DK. So this is going to be a good litmus test on really how good is DK versus a guy like Hopkins, because we all know that Ramsey's going to be up against Hopkins all the game. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out. The other side of the ball, though, here too, is You got guys like Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods who are pretty good. Patrick Peterson isn't that young anymore. He's not a spry chicken.
Your boy Buda Baker.
Do you exhaust Buda, right? You got Tampa 2, or whatever Gruden wants to say in his defensive set. I don't know on this one. So I agree with you. The Rams defense looks great as of late. The key, I think, is going to be the same guy that was the key, and I'm already going to forget his name, came from Chicago, Leonard Floyd. He's going to be the key here. He's going to be the guy that either he's going to free up and go impact or shadow or whatever you want to say around Kyler. And that's probably his role this week, to be honest. They might drop him a little bit.
Whew. Who are you going with?
It's going to be a tight one. It's going to be a...
If the Rams lose, that's good for your Seahawks.
Listen, if the Cardinals win, that puts us very tight because both teams go to 7-5.
Yeah.
I got LA winning this game. The Rams are going to win this game in a very tight one. Matt gave field goal. It's going to be something like 17-14.
I like it.
All right. That wraps it up for our week 13 preview. Let's talk a little fantasy. Ooh, how we doing?
WSC podcast. We're 9-3. We're in second place with 1 week left. We've got to win this week because if we win this week, we get a bye. And then it's 2 weeks left to see who gets the championship. Antonio Gibson? Wow. Let's build a turkey. He had a 40 burger for us last week.
That's one guy. So you and I talked about this before we came on. There's one guy, two guys, probably two guys that will carry you through. And if Gibson can be that guy.
We've got to get CMC back just for the playoff run. I'm hoping they don't shut him down all year. We need him.
Make a call.
I will.
Make a call. Yo. Just leave a message on the Panthers fan line.
I'll just DM like their Twitter account. Hey, can you let me know if CMC's playing? We really need him this week.
One guy we do need to show up who didn't show up this past week, who's been hobbled, is Josh Jacobs. And if you do have Josh Jacobs, go pick up Booker.
Yeah.
Booker's looked decent as of late. Other pickups you might want to look at. Gallman's been okay.
Madison, just in case Cook is a little bit more banged up than he seems. And then Latavius Murray as well.
Not Murray.
To run the ball. He's been scoring touchdowns late. It's a running back pickup week.
Exactly. Go scoop up whoever you can in your backfield. I have way too many wide receivers. So Big Ben and K-Wen, WSD Podcast, Western Standard 6. We break down week 12, our reviews of each game, and then week 13 preview. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts, predominantly in iTunes, Spotify. Rate, review, 5 stars. We're sponsored by 88 Acres. Go out and buy their phenomenal products. We're going to have some collaborations coming up. Where are we finding us on social media?
Instagram and Twitter at WSD_podcast. We have a TikTok account, but we do not know how to use it.
Boom.
What's the word? That's my name.